You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me right now, Kiara and Martin from Guilt Grip. How are you both doing?
Kia ora, real good, thanks. Real good. How you doing?
Woohoo, living the dream. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Guilt Grip, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a little bit of leeway. Guilt Grip have announced their debut single and video for Wasted. It came out on the 7th of March and they have their debut album releasing tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about how things have been since release of the single.
It's been great. We've had a really positive response. Our guitarist Will and his partner Leah, who go by Without Appeal, who are kind of a creative arts, visual arts, I guess, duo, made a video clip for us, which is sick and quite confronting in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, seen a lot of love from the student radios and number one on RDU, and saw ourselves on the SRN charts the other day, which was sick. It was always exciting, and especially this is our first release, so it's really exciting to see this much support straight off the launching pad.
Yeah, absolutely. So much fun and so well deserved as well. Wasted is such a sick track. Now, as long as I don't have my wires crossed, Guilt Grip were formed in late 2022. Is that right?
Mm.
For all of you listening who are not familiar with Guilt Grip, they are no newbies to the music scene. Of course, you have a huge background of music behind each and every one of you. Tell us a little bit about the formation of Guilt Grip.
Yeah, Marty, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, sure. I was studying SA. Kiara was like the year above me, and we started collaborating quite a bit, and then me, Kiara, and Nick decided we wanted to do a band. Pretty straightforward, I guess.
Classic.
We did. And then we got Will. So Will and Leah moved back during the COVID kind of pandemic from Berlin. Got Will on board on guitar, and then we just played lots of kind of gentle, chill, fun shows so far, and then we're doing a few shows in the coming weeks.
Woohoo! Very exciting. And those initial shows, have you played any since the release of Wasted?
We did one at, am I allowed to say borderline bad words?
Oh, it depends how bad. Maybe bleep them just in case. Just give us a
week. Okay. There's a venue called the Old Folks Bleep, short for association. But we played an All Ages show last week there, which was really good fun.
Cool. How exciting. And I imagine, you know, releasing a new single can always be a little bit nerve-wracking. You never know how people are going to receive it, if people are going to like it, if they're going to hate it. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, to be honest. What was it like playing this song out live for the first time? No doubt the crowd were absolutely humming.
Yeah, it went really well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Oh, okay. No, it was great. We've been... Wasted was kind of one of the first songs that we wrote together, because it was quite interesting. This album, which is coming out tomorrow, was like semi-conceived as we were recording it.
Mm.
So we had a few songs written kind of, when we formed late 2022, going into 23. And Martin and I are both audio engineers. So Martin took on the main engineering role and recorded the whole thing. And he took this really unique and weird approach that I've never really done before, but it was awesome. He'd go into the studio and he'd be like, I've got this riff. Do you just want to drum along to it for the next 5 minutes and just see what I'm up with? And I'd just kind of jam. He'd go back with the riff and with whatever I'd come up with and kind of like splice it together into these songs. Well, him and Nick, Nicola being our bassist. And they kind of splice these songs together, which we'd then revisit and re-record with like live instruments. And at the same time, it was... I've gone on a bit of a tangent, but you're here with me. So
no, carry on.
Yeah, great. At the same time, this was Martin and I ran a venue called The Vault, and it was about to be demolished. So it was this really interesting time in both of our lives where our business was shutting, And we're recording and composing this album, and like everything was kind of crumbling around this album. And it was actually kind of quite a relief to play Wasted like live with people recognizing it in like this new environment that isn't like a collapsing world. It was like, oh, whoa, there are young people who are enjoying music in cool spaces. And it was quite reaffirming, I would say.
Oh, that's so special. And I think that at the end of the day, that's what art is for, you know? Like, it sounds really cheesy, but I think for a lot of us, it is the core of why we wake up every morning and why we persevere. So to hear that this album was sort of a centerpiece, a grounding rock for you, if you will.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, no doubt that the final product of the album is something well and truly very special. Martin, what can we expect from the album? It's releases tomorrow. We're all fizzing. What sounds are going to grace our ears?
I mean, the sound of things being demolished.
Cool.
It's like, I mean, we literally recorded it as the demolition crew were coming in, and we were packing up, piles and piles of gear and pulling things apart. So it was quite an apt experience. But yeah, there's a bit more, I guess, diversity across the album. A few different songs, and it's kind of been a really good one because there's everyone's got their own unique take within the band. So there's multiple songwriters and multiple lead vocals. So we all four of us share vocal duties.
Cool. I love it when bands share vocal duties as well, because as much as I love it when there's like one lead singer and they just do all the heavy lifting, I think that hearing different voices and having lots of different, sounds and tones to play with when it comes to your music is also really cool, keeps things exciting.
Yeah, it keeps it fun as well because it's less pressure on any one person and everyone gets moments to rest their vocal cords.
Exactly. No growling the whole night through. This album, like I mentioned, it is coming out tomorrow. It is self-titled Guilt Grip. So good. What time is it releasing? Where can people grab it as soon as it's out?
It'll be up on Spotify, Apple Music, like all the horrible digital platforms, and Bandcamp as well. Bandcamp will be released whatever time I wake up tomorrow morning.
Nice one. Bandcamp is our good boy, though. We love Bandcamp for the time being, at least. Don't get too deep into that. Falling down the rabbit hole. But you know what? Music is worth it at the end of the day, and Guilt Grip are truly on to something special. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Congratulations on the release of the album tomorrow, but currently the release of Wasted. Love your work. Can't wait to see what you give to us in the album. Woohoo!
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, heaps.
You legends! That was Kiara and Martin from band Guilt Grip. How good. How good. Get this in your ears. This track is called Wasted. 10:13 here on the Late Breakfast Show with Candace. 10:30, I'm chatting to the legend Hamish from Bassline to tell us a little bit about what to expect this weekend. Let's run it.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.